rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on WYSL 1040 and live on the web at WYSL1040.com, North America's longest-running soccer radio talk show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Johnson Chevrolet, the Soccer Shack, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, LS Graphics, Faber Homes, and Soccer America Magazine. Now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm your co-host, Andrew Battisti, live from WYSL Control. Tonight, we'll be focusing on the Rhinos and the news that broke today that general manager Matt Ford and head coach Darren Tilley will not be brought back for the 2010 season. We will speak at length with Rhinos owner Rob Clark about this season and next season for the Rhinos and take your calls on this big news. Now here's our host from a super secret location this evening. He'll certainly have a great deal to say tonight. Joe Sirianni joins us. Hello, Joe.
How are you doing, Andrew? Actually, what a news this is that has broken up by Mr. Clark, and I think that it's a step in the right direction. I lived through this in the Lancer days when Charlie Shano would take steps to correct the situation that was not acceptable to the organization or to the community. And I want to compliment Mr. Clark on the decision that he made. And we're surely going to ask some questions. But above all, I think that on behalf of Soccer Kick in the Grass, we want Mr. Clark to know that throughout the years, we've been great support of the organization. We will continue to be supportive of the organization and soccer in particular. And we understand what he went through. I think that the people that accept a paycheck, they need to deliver, because it's just like any other place. If you don't do a good job, you get fired. And apparently, the coach and the general manager did not bring in players that were capable of filling the expectation of the organization and of the fans. So, you know, we'll see what he got to say about that.
Well, I'm sure he will have a lot to say tonight, Joe. And you made a good point about the fact you never got fired from the Lancers, but there were certainly many coaches that did, and it happens all over the world in soccer and every sport. It's always the coach and the GM that seems to be the ones that take the fall when something goes wrong. And we will talk at length with Rob Clark tonight. We'll also have comments from our international correspondent, Mr. Zero Dick Howard, about the news from the Rhinos today and also the success of the Canadian teams in the USL playoffs. But coming up next, we will be joined by the owner of the Rochester Rhinos, Rob Clark. So give us a call at 346-3000 or 1-866-552-1009 to make your voices heard right here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Sirianni.
Because these things will change. Can be there now. These lies that they put out to hold us back will fall down. This revolution, the time will come for us to find a way.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé,
Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogram.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is The Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at The Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Everyone is looking for a company that can provide quality work in a timely fashion and at a reasonable price. LS Graphics is just that company. We would love to be your one-stop shop for all of your promotional and signage needs. If you've seen the window shades at Livewire Studios, you know what wonderful work we do. LS Graphics, 1275 Mount Reed Boulevard. Call 436-6370. That's 436-6370. LS Graphics, what we do for you gets noticed.
You'll get more for your money. You'll get much greater value. You'll talk to kind, courteous people who really care. They're so sincere. I recommend them to my family. I recommend them to my friends. They've gone way above and beyond my great expectations. It's Bob Johnson Chevrolet. Bob Johnson Chevrolet. Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs.
Visit a Faber model home today at either of our two communities, Berkshire Park in Henrietta or Park Place in Chilai. Call Faber Homes at 889-9590 or faberhomes.com.
For homes starting at $134,900, Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
I'm gonna clear out my head. I'm gonna get myself straight. I know it's never too late.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. God, I had Paul Weller on at least one time during 2009. I'm trying to pick music tonight that will fit the theme of this show, which is the changes and the new start that the Reiners are going to make starting today, as owner Rob Clark will not be renewing the contracts of Matt Ford, the general manager, and Darren Tilley, the head coach. And joining us now, a very stand-up guy who's going to take the questions from Joe and I and also all of you, the owner of the Rochester Rhinos, Rob Clark. And Rob's appearance tonight is sponsored by the Rochester Rhinos. And Rob, thank you very much for being on the show this evening.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh. How are you, Mr. Clark?
I'm very well, thanks. Tired. Long day.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, if, like I said before on the opening segment, is that it brings me back to my Lancer days when Charlie Shano, which is your counterpart of the Lancers, he used to make those difficult decisions. And things worked out for the better, believe it or not. Even, you know, when the smoke is over and new season is here, you're going to be glad that you made those changes.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, it's, again, you know, I read a lot of the reports that have been misconstrued in the media. You know, we didn't fire Darren or fire Matt. You know, their contracts were coming up for renewal, and we just chose, you know, I chose to go a different route, and I, you know, I think a change is needed. I think we had some success last year. I was hoping we would build on that success this year, and unfortunately, you know, we kind of just fell a little flat this year, and unfortunately, I think we took a step backwards, and I think a fresh new energy is needed at that position.
Rob,
well, you know, you know, you give the coaches, the general manager, the latitude to originally, you had a set play that you were going to carry for financial reason, and then you realize that with all the injuries and all the other stuff, you needed more players, and you give the latitude of bringing in new players, which, to tell you the truth, they were not the solution to the problem that we were having. You know, and I don't know how you viewed this. Are you at the same opinion that I am?
Well, you know, my purpose isn't to knock on Darren or Matt, but, you know, in the preseason, I'm a big believer in the coach picks his team. You know, I'm a very big believer in that. Obviously, I tried to voice my opinion on some of the personnel that we had on the field. You know, I didn't agree with some of their choices emphatically and expressed that. But I trust their decision, and I mentioned that as well. I said, you know, this is your team. I'm not going to force players on you that you may or may not want. You know, you pick the players that you want, and, you know, you stand by your decisions. And unfortunately, you know, things didn't pan out this year.
We're here with Rhinos owner Rob Clark. If you want to ask Rob a question or make a comment about the Rhinos, the number to call is 346-3000, or if you're listening from outside of Rochester, toll-free is 1-866-552-1009. Before we get to our first caller, Rob, I want to ask you, when did you make this decision, and would a far run in the playoffs have changed your mind?
Quite honestly, no, not really. The decision was made within an hour after the game ended. Honestly, it wasn't, it shouldn't come as a surprise. I think Darren and, you know, had an idea about it. Everything was done through the chain of command. I expressed, things to Matt, and, those were conveyed to Darren, and, we'll all meet up tomorrow. But, you know, I think it's best for us, as well as for them, to know where our futures lie so that they can move on to good things, and we can move on as well, and I can start implementing a new plan for 2010.
Let's go to our first caller. We have people waiting already. They want to talk about this. Mike from Rochester, you're first tonight on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. You're on with Andrew, Joe, and Rob Clark. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, I want to commend Rob on making the decision that he made. I've been a season ticket holder for 7 years. And this season, it was really, really difficult to watch this team. Instead of the team getting better, it seems like they really didn't go anywhere. It seemed like there was no continuity, and it wasn't working. And it's probably some of the worst soccer I've seen in a long time in Rochester. So, Rob, thanks for making the decision, and I hope that you bring in a strong, experienced coach to take the team forward.
Well, thanks a lot for the vote of confidence. I think that's the key as well. You know, obviously, I have a very short list of coaches that I'm looking at, but I certainly am not going to make a gut decision. You know, I'm going to spend a lot of time with each person and make sure they're the right fit for this community, because that's a big part of the decision is going to be, you know, they really need to be active in this community, grounded in this community, and want to captivate the fans. That'll be a big part of our next coach.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much for the call. The number to call is 346-3000 or 1-866-552-1009. Before we go to our next caller, Rob, on Channel 10, we just heard here on WYSL, you made a comment to the reporter that you are not going to fill the general manager job. Can you please elaborate on that?
Well, to be honest with you, it's in this particular league, it's really not necessary, because I guess that depends on your particular philosophy of your organization. You know, my philosophy is the coach picks his players. You know, they have to do it, otherwise they're not going to be successful as coaches. And I just don't see the need for a GM. To be honest with you, I'll probably fill 90% of a GM role to a coach. However, that's not to say I'm picking players. You know, I'll assist them with their travel arrangements, or if he does have a player that he's interested in, I'm more than happy to facilitate those calls to their respective agents or the individuals themselves. But ultimately, you know, the coach really, really needs to make his own personnel decisions, and I stand behind that, and I'll be doing that going forward as well.
Our next caller on the line is Henry from Rochester. Henry, you're on with Andrew, Joe, and Rob Clark. Go ahead, please.
Hi, to both of you. specifically, Mr. Clark, I want to thank you very much on behalf of the community here, the continuing soccer in 2009. It's a great undertaking and investment on your part. And based on your action, I think you're very serious to have a 2010 very successful year. What I'm trying to say that I'm attending all the Rhinos games from the beginning since 1996. And basically, this is my team, it's my community, and we love the soccer. And this year, it wasn't a question of a victory. It's a question, we're coming to see a good game. It's nice to win. Sometimes we lose because somebody has to lose when two teams are playing. That's not a problem. But what I noticed from the beginning, that completely there was no chemistry of passing balls one to each other. And what I'm surprised that Darren Tully is one of the best players in history in Rochester, New York, him and Doug Miller and a few others. And I thought he's going to adapt himself the same way to be a coach like he used to play. That is, so I don't understand what went wrong, but we need to start from the beginning. I think we need more people to come. This is a town that was able to bring 12,000 people, and I think we all owe to you, like you are investing in Rochester, in our community. And I'm asking whoever is on this line at this time to be committed for next year to come over 10,000 people. And, of course, we're going to have better players as a result. So it has to work on both sides, I believe. I think we have a great owner that invested in this community, and we have to support him very much.
Rob, what are your thoughts?
Well, thanks again for those kind words. Obviously we look to have our support from our fans, but, on the same token, it's the reverse responsibility also needs to be there, and we need to be committed to winning for our fans. And, today's a new day for Rhino soccer, and, I'm excited about where we can go for 2010 and get the fans reinvigorated and show that passion again. Unfortunately, if you remember our home opener this year, we did have 10,000 fans there. But unfortunately, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe we tied that game 0-0 or, in fact, lost that game. So that's kind of where the steamrolling started. And, obviously, ultimately, it started to show at the playoff game when we didn't have a tremendous amount of fan support there.
Henry, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it. Number to call is 346-3000 or 1-866-552-1009. If you want to speak with Rhino's owner, Rob Clark. Joe, I know you're chomping at the bit to get in on this, so go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Clark, there is six players to my knowledge that have contract for beyond 2009. I have the names over here, and most of them are the people that are really contributed this year, like Johnny Mayunger, Tiger Fitzpatrick, Ryan Hines, and the rest of them, Chris Nurse. What are you going to do with those guys? I mean, you have to honor their contract. Am I correct, or you can trade them, whatever?
Well, yeah, there's several options. Obviously we value our players that we have. ultimately, a lot of that's going to reside with the new coaching staff that we bring in when they bring them in. I don't want them to be inheriting players that they don't necessarily think are a good fit for their system. Essentially, honestly, nobody's safe going into the off season, and we want to win, and obviously. The chemistry wasn't there, and that's obviously a problem. And if that means we have to shake things up, then we're going to have to do what we have to do to start winning games and bring back some fan favorites and some players with some notoriety that the fans can relate with and captivate with.
Joe, I know you're a very proponent of team chemistry. You saw it for all those years on the Rochester Lancers, and it makes a huge difference out there.
Not that about it. I mean, the chemistry that exists in the dress room, you know, the fans, nobody knows. I mean, nobody knows really what goes on and who's happy, who's not happy. And but that's true in every walk of life. At the end of the day, though, I think that it's a proponent of the coach to be able to amalgamize those people and demand what you know, the respect and the performance that they're getting paid for. I'm a strong proponent that a person like Mr. Clark that has put his money forward, and the players that are getting paid every week, and the coaches and all the people that are in the Rhino organization have an obligation to perform to the highest level that is required by the management and by the people. And, you know, and I have a lot of respect for Mr. Clark because he has saved soccer in Rochester, and he deserves more than what he's got.
Well, Joe, we got a lot of people waiting online here to get on board with this conversation with Rob Clark. Let's go next to Debbie from Greece. Debbie, you're on with Rob Clark, Andrew, and Joe. Good evening.
Good evening. Mr. Clark, first of all, I'd like to thank you for your continued support on the Rhinos and for the Rochester community. Town wouldn't be the same without the team. I would like to ask your opinion about a couple of things, the first one being in the first playoff game against Puerto Rico, music was not played during the play of the game. It wasn't a huge crowd there, but I think it was probably one of the loudest crowds we had all year. We were able to hear one another, we were able to cheer, we were able to hear the players on the field. I'm wondering what you thought about that. And my second question is, as I watched the game last night on the internet, seemed to be a real lack of motivation from the players, lack of energy, lack of enthusiasm. I don't know if that's what you saw, but on the screen that's the way it appeared. And I'm hoping that with new leadership that that may change in the future. I'd just like your opinion on those two things.
Well, thanks again for those great comments. The change of the entertainment during the play was actually a decision I had made probably four days prior to the playoff game, just to kind of test things and shuffle some advertising components around, also changing out you know, some of the music and allowing for more of you know, let's hear what's going on the pitch. And I thought a great start to that would be a playoff game when there's some intensity on the field, and you know, why not give it a chance to see how it went. And to be honest with you, I thought it was a tremendous success. Next year we'll be adding we'll have a marching band every game, similar to the one I believe we had at the Miami home game, which I think will also add that that extra fan experience that you know, people like to hear, not necessarily the music. So I do think that was a major success for us, and we look to implement that going into next year.
Rob, I know that on the RhinoZone.com web board, you went back on and you discussed a new arrangement or a new partnership with the Stampede, the Rhinos supporters group. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, basically, you know, I just, you know, all year long, you kind of could clearly hear what some of the fans' concerns were, whether it be if you have a family, whether if you're a Stampede member, you know, and basically we broke down the stadium and moved the geography around, so to speak. So we're basically pushing the Stampede/supporters group to one end of the stadium, and then we're allowing the families to enjoy themselves on the other end of the stadium. And I think that's going to make everybody a lot more happier. And with that, you know, the corner kick lounge will be moved. There'll also be a new viewing deck down in the closed end zone with tabletops on it for people to mingle or get drinks. And at the other, the open end zone where the families will be located, we're hoping to add more bounce houses because I think those have been a tremendous success, and I think the families really enjoy them.
Well, if you want to go on the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com, there is a flyer or PDF for 2010 season ticket packages, and on that flyer it has a picture of, I guess it's back to Rhino Stadium again because Marina Auto's sponsorship of the stadium, I believe, is done now. Is that correct? Or is it still?
Yeah, it'll be, you know, we'll be ramping it up probably in next year. But to be honest with you, I think we'll have a new naming rights sponsor by them. So We'll probably continue to call it Marino Auto Stadium until the we roll out a new naming rights sponsor. Okay.
So anyway, for Marino Auto Stadium, there is a new layout showing the new supporters section, which is right behind the goal and the closed end of the stadium, plus the viewing deck and the new prices for the Rhinos season tickets. So again, go to rhinosoccer.com to look at that and purchase your 2010 season tickets. Debbie, thank you for the call. Rob, we have to take a break. Can you stay on for the next segment, please?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, Louie from Spencerport, hang on. We're going to get to you in just a second. We'll be right back with more from Rhinos owner Rob Clark, and take your calls at 346-3000 or 1-866-552-1009 here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogram.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Hey, soccer fans, stay connected to the beautiful game with Soccer America. Soccer America provides in-depth news and expert analysis of all levels of the sport through daily email newsletters, a full-color monthly magazine, and an extensive website at SoccerAmerica.com. To sign up for a free, no-obligation, three-month trial offer, click the banner on the news page at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com or call 1-800-335-GOAL. Soccer America. It's all about the game you love.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web and WYSL News Power 1040. Avon Rochester. Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We're all hoping the Rhinos do it again in 2010 like they did in 1998, 1999, 2000, and 2001, bring home a trophy, a title to Rochester. Joe Sirianni, Andrew Battisti here with Rhinos owner Rob Clark, taking your calls at 346-3000. Or if you're out of Rochester area, want to call us, the number is 1-866-552-1009. Our next caller is Louie from Spencerport. Louie, you're on with Rob Clark. Good evening.
Thank you. Mr. Clark, thank you very much for bringing soccer back to Rochester and saving our team, number one. The first thing I'd like to ask is, too many ties in this league, and I'd like to see the shootout to come back, and I don't know if you're a purist and please in European style or if the team votes for it, the owners or the league can do it. And second of all, I think playing on Sundays in the playoffs against football is just ridiculous.
Well, Rob, what do you think?
Thanks for the call. To be honest with you, it's no surprise to anyone. I am a big proponent to the shootout. I made a proposal in the off season last year to my fellow owners. and that was outvoted and shot down, which is really unfortunate. I really don't think it has anything to do with purist soccer. I think it adds to entertainment. We are in the entertainment business, whether or not that's soccer or hockey or football, it's still entertainment. And it adds that extra entertainment factor, I think, when fans don't have to leave unsatisfied. Also, the playoff format this year was also voted on at the league meetings. Another thing I was voted down on, I did not agree with the Thursday-Sunday format. I think it's crazy not to have a Friday or a Saturday home game for one of the two teams, but, you know, unfortunately, that's democracy. it didn't work for us.
Well, Rob, we'll agree to disagree about the shootout. I think I've told you many times my feelings that that should stay in this trash heap of North American soccer. I don't think that adds anything to the game.
No. Wait a minute, Andrew. On the other hand, the shootout, it's got a lot of validity. It brings excitement to the game. It makes up for a new dimension to the game. It was very successful in North American Soccer League because it kept the fans right to the end. Nobody left early. Everybody was excited. So I'm a proponent of the shootout.
Well, I think it's better for teams to practice their team chemistry and working to score during the run of play than practicing the shootout. I think that is true. So. I mean, there's only a few people like Bronco Sagoda who could just rip it from 30 yards out in a shootout and score. But anyway, Rob, I know that the Thursday-Sunday thing, I think it was more about the players having time to rest. Now, I know in MLS, they're actually playing on separate weekends. I don't know if that's possible in this league. I know some people have said that the league should contract their schedule. I think that's a huge mistake because you wouldn't ask the National Football League to contract their schedule because they play into January. Players need time to rest to play at their best. If they're not rested, then you get soccer as a war of attrition and not the beautiful game, and that doesn't draw fans. So I think it's important that the players play once a week, you know, twice maximum, to allow for the beautiful game to be played.
No, absolutely. You know, I'm not suggesting that it doesn't have to be 3 days rest, but maybe it's Wednesday, Saturday instead of, you know, arguably two days that don't draw very well. At least one team is going to get the benefit of a Saturday night, and that reward should go to the higher seeded team. But you know, that's the way that was chosen, and you know, obviously have to respect that.
Yeah, that's actually traditionally Wednesdays and Saturdays are match days in most countries. You play Wednesday in your cup matches or your European or CONCACAF, and then Saturday is your league match. So,
Sunday.
Or Sunday if you're playing in Italy. I know, Joe, you're used to that.
But, well, as long as we're playing about league, we're talking about league right now, I would like to ask Mr. Clark the question of the new league that Joe Saputo and Mr. Davidson of Miami are proponent of. How is your feeling and where do you stand?
Well, that's been a very, very swiftly moving topic, so to speak, especially in the ownership realm. The fundamental thing is we all don't necessarily disagree on 90% of the topics. The problem is I didn't agree with how it went about, how it was handled, how it was announced to the media. I think that was a huge mistake. And arguably by teams that I don't think should be the driving force behind that. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Mr. Saputo and what he's built in Montreal. Who doesn't? He's a beacon and something that I want to emulate here in Rochester, obviously, as well as in Portland. You know, those are the guys I'd like to see behind the driver's seat for reforms or a new league, so to speak. I don't think it's appropriate to have a person such as Aaron Davidson or some of the other infant teams commenting on the situation or spearheading the situation.
I know, Rob, you weren't real happy with us having Aaron Davidson on, but you know, we're trying to be fair and balanced here, just to, you know, give everybody their say. So, you know, we gave him a say, we give your say.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I had a very pleasant conversation with Mr. Saputo on Friday, you know, we aired out a lot of our initiatives, and you know, honestly, I'm on board with Mr. Saputo. Not necessarily on board with some of the other teams, but hopefully at some point we can all you know, get in a room and put a common goal together and have one person, you know, be the voice for us that we all know and respect and move forward.
What do you think that all this problem arose from the sale from Francisco Marcos selling the team to this new owner, and apparently the ownership had no vote on, no nothing? I mean, is that the correct interpretation?
Yeah, you know, it's again, everything is just really unfortunate. I don't think there's an unwillingness to the new ownership group to making sweeping reforms to the USL First Division. You know, the unfortunate thing is I think emotions for a few individuals just totally went out of control, and basically they shot from the hip, so to speak, and made ultimatums. And, you know, obviously I lashed back a little bit because I didn't really appreciate that, and I don't appreciate them causing chaos throughout my fan base. Someone like Mr. Saputo, I think that we all will get in a room, the senior-most teams, and we will work things out, whether it be with USL or even MLS2 scenario. But, I'm, quite honestly, I think the USL has a willingness to make reforms that we're looking for and be a partner. I don't really see the need in owning the league, so to speak. I still am a proponent that we already do own the league as the individual teams, because that's where the strength lies, in the individual franchises, not, the league. We should be dictating the league-wide decisions, and I think that's what's going to happen.
Rob, we had an email question from John that he wanted to ask you what the status is for assistant coaches Brent Sancho and Billy Andracki. Can you comment on that, please?
To be honest with you, I have not met with anybody yet. I haven't even met with any of my squad yet. They're on the plane. They'll be in at 11 o'clock tonight, and we're going to be doing exit interviews with every player, coach, tomorrow. It'll be probably a two-day process. Basically, I'll just get in a room with them and hear their thoughts on how the season went and start to preliminary discuss their futures with the organization.
And we want to thank John.
Obviously, Billy Andrecki is locally located, and I certainly would want to see Billy coming back as the goalie coach in the very least. And Brent's also been a very good assistant coach and a player. It's unfortunate what happened that last playoff game, but you can't really measure one single incident for somebody's talents for an entire year. So we'll see what happens.
We want to thank John for his email question, also Louis for the call earlier. The one thing we haven't talked about, Rob, we've talked about the players, we've talked about the league. We haven't talked about the stadium. I know there's a lot of work now being done on the suites. The press box was literally cut in half for the playoff game, made it very cozy in there. And so I want to please comment on what's going on with the stadium, and also the question about the field. I know that up in Toronto, they're going to install a grass field at BMO's Field to replace the field turf because of so many complaints about it. I know that some of the Rhino players and some of the opposing players have had complaints about the turf here at Marine Auto Stadium. It's now, four years old now, and it's really packed down. It's almost like playing on cement. So is there any possible plan of making Marine Auto Stadium into a grass stadium?
Well, I'll give you a quasi-naive answer, because honestly I have never even considered putting in grass. Obviously the stadium is built on a environmental, they had environmental issues. I don't know the feasibility of playing on grass, to be honest with you. I don't even know if they would allow it. But one thing we are planning on doing this spring is retreading the turf. Basically, that's a process where you pull up all of the rubber pellets that are underneath, and basically you're almost like fluffing a sheet on top of a bed, so to speak. And that will help reset the turf. Personally, I think there's a lot of give in the turf. I've been on a lot of turfs that are, 10 times worse than that. I don't think the field is, catastrophic in any way, shape, or form, nor do I think it hinders our ability to attain quality players.
What about the suites?
Suites are going along great, to be honest with you. For once, it's nice not to have, you know, a ton of new news to report. They're moving very well along. I would say they're almost 50% done, to be honest with you. The remaining 50% is literally putting the studs up and doing the finishing work. They're basically done with all the plumbing. They're done with the subroofing. All the AC and heat control units are all in. So they're moving very well ahead. And probably in the next 3 weeks, every individual suite will probably be enclosed, which is going to be very promising. And at that point, you know, we'll really roll up our sleeves and get out there and try and sell some more suites to the corporate world.
I know, Joe, that's something we've been waiting for, and for the duration of the stadium. I know that's something we'll be looking at in 2010.
It will be nice.
Yeah, and that's another thing we're going to be adding to our website probably starting this week. We're going to add a new construction update thread where we're going to take pictures every week and show the progress on the suite level for the fan base to actually view online.
Well, that'd be great. Go ahead, Joe. You can wrap it up here with Rob.
I just got the one question. Not Mr. Clark, the owner, but Mr. Clark, the fan of soccer. What is your thoughts about your involvement in the sport venture that you're in right now as a fan? Okay, how do you evaluate what you've seen and what you expect?
I obviously I've grown into an even larger fan than I was prior to purchasing the Rhinos. You know, the big thing I've been talking about, which is a huge challenge in the United States, is I really do think that there need to be some minor tweaking that does need to be done to the game of soccer in the United States. I think people don't realize that, you know, the way that this country, the fans are in this country, isn't necessarily how the fans are in the rest of the world. And I'm not necessarily saying you have to, you know, change the game where it's not like, you know, Europe or whatnot. But, you know, I would like to see some minor changes to add some entertainment factor to the game. I know hockey did it. That was very much like soccer. And finally, at one point, they did get in a room. They did make the sweeping reforms, and attendance has grown vastly for hockey in North America based on those reforms.
Except,
you know, not necessarily a shootout, but maybe they do a penalty kicks at the end of the games.
Right.
You know, things along that nature. You know, some teams, when they go on the road, unfortunately, that I've witnessed, which can be distressing, is they pack it in, they play a boring style of soccer on purpose because, selfishly enough, they're on the road and they don't have to appease their fans. And that's something, if they know there's a shootout, maybe that'll open up the game a little bit and make it a little more wide open.
One radical idea I had that would keep the shootout on the trash heap. If you really want to encourage scoring, Rob, maybe you can suggest this to the league owners. A 0-0 tie gives neither team a point. That immediately encourages you to score, because if you don't score a goal, you don't get any points. So,
well, I think that's fundamentally what I was trying to say as well, you know, and that's a good point. It's just, you know, I just think there needs to be some type of discouragement to an away team from just packing it in and you know, putting six players in the box and just letting the home team pound on them, and you know, that's not really good for anybody, to be honest with you.
Okay, Rob. Well, I tell you, we are so thankful for you to spend so much time with us on tonight's show. Obviously, this was a huge news day for the Rhinos. And we appreciate your time, and we'd love to have you on again down the road. We're going to be on the air for the duration here. We're changing our format a little bit, so we're going to be on the air in this time slot until the end of October. So if any news comes up, or if you want to come back on and talk more about what's going on, obviously when a new coach is hired, we're going to want to talk to you and to the coach. But we'd love to have you on again to take more calls from the fans and keep soccer alive during the off season here in town.
Well, thanks a lot to you guys for your support, and obviously all to all the fans. Obviously we want to change things up, and we are committed to our fan base, and we're committed to making changes. And I'm excited about the 2010.
Okay, Rob. Well, thank you again for being on, Joe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Clark, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Rob Clark, the owner of the Rochester Rhinos, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Joe. And again, a very stand-up guy, took all the questions and didn't pull any punches.
And he gave it the right answer besides that.
Yep, except for the shootout. But when we come back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we'll be joined by our international correspondent, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and get his comments on what happened here in Rochester today. And also in the USL playoffs, Montreal and Vancouver go through. We'll get to that next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, WYSL1040.com, and radio-soccer.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
TopNotchMonogram.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Everyone is looking for a company that can provide quality work in a timely fashion and at a reasonable price. LS Graphics is just that company. We would love to be your one-stop shop for all of your promotional and signage needs. If you've seen the window shades at Livewire Studios, you know what wonderful work we do. LS Graphics, 1275 Mount Reed Boulevard. Call 436-6370. That's 436-6370. LS Graphics, what we do for you gets noticed.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Sign up for Your Choice Auto. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Dick Howard's appearance is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Dick, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Andrew. Quite the show.
Oh, my goodness. What a news day here in Rochester. But Joe's with us as well, at least for the first few minutes. I know Joe has to go off to a super secret meeting. So, yeah. Joe, go ahead.
I'm going to go interview for the coaching job.
Well, I was just going to say, with your experience, Joe, maybe yeah. That's what's needed. Who knows?
You know what, Dick? That reminds me of the Chalishano's day when he just, his antics, be at the airport, and all of a sudden he would tell the coach, thank you very much. But you're not making the trip.
That's right. And Charlie would take over himself.
And he'd take over himself.
Yeah, so, and I even remember a time when Jim Kerner was in charge.
Exactly. Remember that?
Yeah,
a long time.
A long time ago. But anyway, getting to the current situation, you know, obviously the result in Puerto Rico was the key factor, I would think, in the dismissal of the two individuals. Is that correct?
Well, Rob did say, I think he was leaning that way, irregardless, I believe, of the playoff result. I don't think he was happy with the way things went this season, mm-hmm. Paraphrasing Rob here. But if I'm saying it wrong, folks, you can call me out on it. I'm just trying to recall.
Andrew, you are correct. Mr. Clark said, not only he said it, but all the fans that emailed him or talked to him, they were all complaining about what was going on the field. and he took heed of that. I mean, he is not a, he's an intelligent man, and he knows that if the people are dissatisfied, they're not going to go to the game.
He's a businessman. He wants to make money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you don't make money without the fans.
Yeah, no, you don't. So I feel bad for Darren and Matt Ford, but apparently, you know, the decision making that they made pertaining to bringing players into Rochester, that it didn't prove out to be the right thing, because they were not the players that solved the situation for them to be, to be a caliber team. I mean, you see in the first half of here in Puerto Rico, they were flat. And then we had the man advantage for the 17th minute, and the two defenders scored. The goal that was scored in Puerto Rico was scored by a defender. The midfield didn't work. The forward didn't work. And you can say that the forward didn't get no good service from the midfield, but they didn't bring anybody. You know, that would be without Johnny Mayanger, they were completely shot, because he was sort of the general.
Yeah, Dick, it was just a poor overall performance by the team on Sunday, and Puerto Rico deserved the win, and rightfully so, they got it.
Well, yeah, and it was encouraging because of that opening win, you know, the 2-1 win, but obviously the away goal, it always weighs against you. And how was the game in Rochester?
Well, I think that the goal that was at Adlery scored against the Rhinos right after Ball scored to make it 2-0 changed the whole complexion, because I think if that goal hadn't been scored, the Rhinos could have maybe put 3 or 4 in against Puerto Rico, because they were tired and they were playing a man down for almost the entire match. But it didn't happen, and then we'll have to look ahead to next season. I know, but Dick's still got this season actually going on, and both Canadian teams went through.
Yes, it really was a good time for the Canadian team, and two good results, because certainly Montreal, you know, the fact that they won both their games, that was great, and Vancouver, two very tight games against Carolina, and a penalty kick saved in that second game, which put them right through, and it set up a really good matchup, because, of course, there's a great rivalry with Portland and Vancouver, and there has been since the days of the North American Soccer League. Montreal have to travel down to Puerto Rico, but Puerto Rico have got their hands full because of all the travel that they're doing in the CONCACAF Champions League. So,
My prediction is Vancouver-Montreal in the final. I think that Puerto Rico is going to run out of gas. They have to go to Mexico and play Cruz Azul, the defending CONCACAF Cup champions. I'm correct about that, right? they Cruz Azul did win last year.
I think so. Yeah, they certainly are, you know, a team to be reckoned with, and they're very tough to beat in Mexico. And it's a travel, though, Andrew, isn't it?
Yeah.
You look at it certainly in the European Champions League, that it's incredible, really, what these teams are having to do in midweek after playing tough games at the weekend in their own domestic leagues.
I know that Cruz Azul, so basically the Islanders have to go right from Mexico and fly to Montreal to play on Thursday night. And almost like, I think they're going to have to use two squads. They do have 26 players, so they can use pretty much two squads if they need to. But the thing is, they need to win that match in Mexico to have any chance to advance to the knockout stage. So Colin Clark's going to have some serious thinking to do about what he wants to accomplish. Does he want to put, what is he putting first, the Champions League or the USL title?
It's a tough call. I think that certainly it would be great for them to get the USL title, but then you look at CONCACAF Champions League, and the fact that they can go as far as they can there, it's really good from a financial standpoint. It's a tough call, and I think that he'll probably have a nucleus of his key players that will probably play in both games.
Well, Gaudette, Bill Gaudette, the goalie, I'm sure will be one of those players. But in the CONCACAF Champions League, Columbus has to play Saprissa also on Tuesday. If Columbus wins, then Puerto Rico is out no matter what happens. Uh-huh. So it really is not in Puerto Rico's hands. But if the Crew can only manage a tie, then Puerto Rico hosts Columbus in the final match in the group. So that could set it up where you could have Puerto Rico can claim that final spot if they win at home. But again, it all this depends on what happens with that Columbus-Crew-Saprissa match on Tuesday. But I got to mention one thing about the Vancouver series. Jay Nolly, he may put himself in a line for league MVP with a performance like that. His play in that series against Carolina was just out of this world. And he's going to be very tough, I think, for Portland to play against this Vancouver team who are red hot right now.
Yeah, well, the peaking, as the players say, is really two seasons, you know, the regular season and the playoffs. And if you can peak, and I think that's certainly the case also with Montreal, because they've been quite inconsistent throughout the season, but now they seem to be putting, you know, everything together, getting a settled lineup, and that will help them. And obviously Vancouver in a similar situation, and Vancouver, of course, being the only team in that very first game of the season to beat Portland, so they'll be hoping for a repeat there.
And Vancouver, we don't want to forget, they are the defending league champions. They're going
Correct.
For three championships in four seasons, which would be an amazing accomplishment.
It's tremendous. And especially leading into them moving to MLS, of course, they leave on a very high note. But it would be great for Canadian soccer, of course, if you get the two Canadian teams playing against one another. And that's something that, personally, I'd like to see, because I think there's some talented players on both teams, and it would make for a very interesting matchup.
Speaking of Canadian teams, before we let you go, what are your comments on the Toronto FC draw against Chicago on Saturday?
Well, it's unfortunate. I think their away form has really let them down. They scored two goals, which is a bonus, because they haven't been scoring any goals away from home. There was a hope that De Guzman would make the difference, but it's a lot to ask of one player. And in the game with L.A., that was a must-win situation, as was the Chicago game, as is, you know, most games at this stage of the season when you're in the contention.
True.
But I think it'll be very tough for them now to go through, given the situation with the other teams and the wild card situation.
It is very tight, though, right now, with Toronto, D.C., Salt Lake, New England, Seattle, yeah. Chivas, Colorado, yeah. all within 5 points of each yeah. other. Anything can happen these last few weeks.
It's great, Andrew, isn't it, when you get that situation when you got to get the results yourself, but also you can receive some assistance from other teams if they start to go cold and let in, you know, or give you that opportunity. But it doesn't look good at the moment, but never say never.
That's right. You never say never. And I before we go, I will fully admit, you know, Chelsea had a bad match on Saturday. They dropped their first match, and it doesn't help when your goalie gets sent off. So, what
yeah,
can
and
you
I
do?
Think it was. You can't complain, Petr Cech, with regards to the dismissal and, of course, the resultant penalty kick. But that was definitely the turning point in the game, and a surprise, because Wigan, you know, they had an inconsistent start to the season, but you have to give them credit. Against a Chelsea team that can still do it. You know, I still think they've got so much depth and strength to clinch the championship. It's a long way yet. It's a marathon, so it's early days, Andrews. Don't get too upset.
Well, I'll be glued to my TV on Sunday. Chelsea hosts Liverpool at Stamford Bridge. What a match that's going to be. And I'm sure you'll be watching it too, Dick.
It'll be tremendous, because, of course, the performance of Fernando Torres, everybody's talking about his hat-trick in that 6-1 demolition of Hull City. And the way he scored the goals, I think, for young players to just watch that time and time again. You know, fabulous composure in the penalty area. And the way he put the ball in the back of the net was a lesson for any goal scorers anywhere.
Well, Dick, thanks very much for being on the show, as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. All the best.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard, live from Toronto, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You want to thank Dick, Rob Clark, our special guest tonight, all of our callers, and, of course, our host, Joe Sirianni, who is off to a super-secret meeting. Don't forget, Rhino season tickets are now on sale for the 2010 season. Call 454-KICK or visit rhinosoccer.com for more information. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, and Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL controls. Be with us again next Monday for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass at 6:30 right here on News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Johnson Chevrolet, the Soccer Shack, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, LS Graphics, Faber Homes, and Soccer America Magazine. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.